Hey, it's Gene from the Assisted Living Network. I'm going to share with you three things that I wish I knew before I got started in residential assisted living. And I'm going to suggest to you these are three things that if you do them, you can have tremendous success. And if you avoid everything I'm going to share with you, well, good luck to you. So the first one is learn from other people's mistakes. Learn from other people's success. Learn from other people's experience whenever possible. You see, when I first got started, there was nobody who was doing what I wanted to do and nobody who was willing to share it with me. Well, I am and I do. So as I share with you wisdom, it's from hard-earned experience. It cost me time, effort, and money. And when I share with you experience of here's what I did that worked and here's what I did that didn't work, well, you'd be very smart to take advantage of that knowledge. I certainly wish I could have. So when I say learn from other people's mistakes, well, obviously you have to learn from somebody who's actually doing it, not just talking about it. You know, I had a conversation with somebody just yesterday and they said, I had an attorney who was telling me I shouldn't do this at all because it's complicated, it's hard, there's a lot of liability. And I said, number one, have you ever had an attorney tell you anything was fun and easy? Of course not. They're always trying to scare you and that's their job, is to keep you safe. On the other hand, if you're not willing to take any move forward, you're certainly not going to progress. Now, I know what the issues are and I know what it is, but when it comes to experience, my experience is if you're doing a good job, if you're a good actor, not a bad actor, as they say, if you're a good actor and you're doing a good job, you're trying to provide a great product, a great service for those residents, well, you're going to have very little in the way of liability and issues that come up. Having said that, you should have insurance for exactly that. So my experience has been, I've never actually needed to use the insurance where somebody came after me. The few times where I had it, I actually reached out to the insurance company and said, hey, here's the situation, may come up, and if it does, you've got me covered, and if it doesn't, I'm still covered anyway. So I'm pointing that out to you because experience comes from things that we avoid and things that we hit head on and how we respond to it. And if you're learning from somebody who's done it before, who's faced those and has shown you how to do it in advance, or you know that you can ask them when you do face that, well, that's a key to your success. So we want to start with learning from other people's experience. The second thing is to have systems in place. When you have a business, you typically have what's called standard operating procedures, SOPs. Specifically in this industry, we call those policies and procedures. It covers everything from bringing somebody into the home to medication management, to menus, to scheduling of the caregivers, to record keeping and everything in between, and even checking out of the home. All of those policies and procedures, standard operating procedures, are all laid out. It is systems for if this, then that. So it could be things like there's a storm and the rain causes the house to be uninhabitable. What is the system in place to be able to move the residents to another home? Where do they go? How do we get them there? What happens if the electricity goes out and the food in the refrigerator goes bad? Is there backup food? Is there backup water? So the policies and procedures and the standard operating procedures are the systems that we have in place to operate this business. Now, I can go through lots of other systems that you need to have, from finding the real estate to finding the staff to taking care of the residents to filling your home and everything in between, but having systems in place is number two. The third one is to have backup plans. I mean, if we have a system, that's if this goes right and this goes right and this goes right. But when something doesn't go right, when something is a little off, what's the backup plan? What's the plan B and C and D? Now, we don't need to go all the way through to Z, but you get the point. We're going to have a plan. Here's what we do in every situation. But we need to have a backup plan. If this doesn't work, then this is plan B, what we do next. And if you have systems in place and you have the backup redundancy, well, now you can pretty much handle anything that comes your way in residential assisted living or virtually anything that you do. So let's review. Let's learn from other people's mistakes instead of our own. The most expensive lesson is the expense of doing it ourselves, figuring it out, getting to the end 6 months or a year later and saying, boy, I wish I knew that before I got started. As a matter of fact, the saving of the time is even more valuable than the saving of the money. You could save yourself a lot of money, but if you save yourself weeks or months or years, or worse off, somebody quits before they even get started because they didn't have the ability to learn from somebody else's experience, well, that alone right there is key. So learning from other people's experience. Two, having systems in place. A system in place means somebody else has done it. We're learning from somebody else. Here's what they did right. Here's what they did wrong. Here's what we do and here's what we don't do. If all of those things are in place, it leads us right into number three, which is to have backup plans. Who's going to cover this if that person can't? How are we going to do this if we can't get it done that way? The backup plans is what's going to keep you safe, secure, and feeling good through this entire process. You see, I've learned a ton about residential assisted living, and I've learned a lot about what to do and how it's done, and that's what I love to teach other people so that they can do it successfully. This is Gene from the Assisted Living Network saying do good and do well. If you like what you've seen and heard, please subscribe.